One of the objectives of the dictatorship's economic plan was to dismantle the workers' organizing, which questioned the capitalist profit model, to more freely carry out its economic plans and destroy the labor rights achievements of the workers, maximizing the profits of the investor class. The work of the ceramist Marina Rodriguez reflects this repression exerted on the working class. Resistencia Cerámica, or Ceramic Resistance, is a tribute to the disappeared ceramic workers of Porcelanas Los Saur, a ceramic factory in Villa La Lina, Buenos Aires, where 1,200 people, 60% of whom were women, worked. In November 1977, the military dictatorship, the workers went on strike to demand salary increases and decent conditions in the face of the high temperatures of the kilns, respiratory ailments due to the lack of extractors to absorb dust, and physical exploitation from carrying materials. Then, at the owner's request, the factory is raided by the Ontario government, ending with the disappearance of 4 female workers and 3 male workers. In 2012, the justice system investigated the military officials responsible, but never the civilian entrepreneurs. Los Saur is a symbol of the destruction of the national industry under the neoliberal economic model imposed by the dictatorship, which led to the bankruptcy of national companies in the context of economic opening, tax exemption for imported goods, and financial speculation that expanded with the plan of Martínez de Hoz, then Minister of the Economy. In this context, the dictatorship established with firm determination the harshest policy of repression and social discipline, and the factory today, its walls and remains, are the cruelest testimony to this savage policy. The work triggers reflection on civilian and business complicity and collaboration and repression of the working class and its organized sectors. Many companies played a complicit role in the persecution of their personnel. During the last military dictatorship, private spaces such as sugar mills or factories, for example, Ledesma, Ford, and Mercedes-Benz, also functioned as CCDs. The transformation of factory areas into places of detention and torture involved adapting the space to ensure that the implementation of these clandestine sites did not interrupt quote-unquote productive activities.